Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya, Bhutale, Srimate, Bhakti Vedanta, Swamini Te Namine. Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Desha Tarine Namaste Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Prabhu Nityananda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद गौर भक्त वृंद हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल
యుగ పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి చైతన్య చరితామృతకి ఓం అజ్ఞానతమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द चैतन्य चरितामृता 10th chapter of Madhya Leela, which we will be mostly concluding today. Where were we? In which verse number were we? 151. Yes. So what was the section we touched yesterday? After the Swarup Damodar? Yeah? Govinda coming to Mahaprabhu and becoming servant of Mahaprabhu. This we concluded with that. Govindera Sange Kare Prabhura Sevana. Govindera Bhagya Sima Nayaya Varnana. Read it, translation.
They all remained with Govinda to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, no one could estimate the good fortune of Govinda.
See, in this world, somebody gets the opportunity to be a servant of a pure devotee or the Lord. You know, they are considered extremely fortunate. There is no sima, there is no limit to their fortune. The main reason is, you will find like Raghava, Pandit and Damayanti, they would make many items for Mahaprabhu. And they will give it to whom? Govinda. And Govinda will pass it to Mahaprabhu. And then they will keep asking Govinda, did Mahaprabhu eat it? Did he complete it? So all the devotees will come and ask him, I gave this item, did Mahaprabhu like it? Which item he liked? If you like some item, I can bring more. Like that. So Govinda used to face a problem. Challenge. One day he told Mahaprabhu, my Lord, whatever I give you, that others are bringing for you, you are telling me to keep in your room, I am keeping. So when they ask me, I am in Dharma Sankat. Because they ask me, did you just keep in the room or did you give him to eat? They ask me. And if I say I gave you to eat, the next question is what? Did he eat? Did he honor it? Okay, if you say yes, he honored it, then next question is what? How did he like it? That becomes very difficult, no? You can't tell too many lies, no? He will also find it difficult. When they ask all these questions one after another. So one day he told Mahaprabhu, my Lord, you are not eating, you are just keeping. So Lord said, okay, don't worry. He went to the room and finished everything. Mahaprabhu. He is actually Lord Krishna himself, he can eat. Chappan Bhog also he can eat. Correct, no? So Govinda was very blessed servant of Mahaprabhu. He got to not only live with Mahaprabhu and render this type of services, like acting like an interface between devotees and Lord and the devotees. Very wonderful service in the vicinity of the Lord. He also got to massage the feet of the Lord, assist the Lord, you know, in all type of services. So, one of the advantages of associating with such devotees who are close associates of the spiritual master or great, very great Vaishnava, you will get ocean of nectarian pastimes performed by that great spiritual master or whatever, you know, which was observed by the servant. Like we ask our Pranavananda Prabhu, you know, when he comes here, he can keep speaking for long time. So many things he says, correct, no? Similarly, your Paramahansa Yogacharya Swami's servant, what is his name? Dasharatha. Dashavatar Puya. You ask him, he can say so many pastimes. He went here, Maharaj went there, what all he spoke, in which instance, what he said. So they get an opportunity to observe very closely the behavior of a great devotee. So, dharma sthapana hetu sadhara vyavahar, it is said. That sadhara vyavahar, that becomes actually the standard for everybody else. He is very exemplary in his conduct, in his behavior. So, that was a good fortune of Govinda, to observe the Lord very closely. Yeah. Same way, Raghunath Das also, Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, Mahaprabhu personally mentored him, correct, no? With respect to eating. Of course, Mahaprabhu put him under the custody of Swarup Damodar. Your Swarupar Raghu, he told him. Nevertheless, he also had access to Mahaprabhu. Meeting Mahaprabhu and taking instructions from him, Balana Kaive, Balana Padibe, Hridita Sarvada, Radha Krishna Sarvipe, all that. Later on, our Raghunath Das would speak the past tense of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day. And that was heard by whom? Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, who put it all in writing. Otherwise, we will never come to know these pastimes, such nectarian pastimes. So, because Raghunath Das personally got associated with Mahaprabhu, and that was a good fortune. Similarly, Govinda is not only associating with Mahaprabhu, he is serving also as a personal servant. Great blessing. Aradine Mukunda Datta Kahe Prabhu Rastane Ramananda Bharati Aila Tomara Darshane. Next day, Mukunda Datta came and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Brahmananda Bharati has come here to see you. Like that, he told him. Ajna deha yadi tare aniye ye thai. Prabhu kahe guru teha yave tare thai. So Mukunda Datta told him, my dear Lord, can I, if you say yes, it's a right time, can I bring him here? That also you have to ask, you know, because somebody may be, you know, just now bathed and dressing. So one should always ask, because when you are bringing a great soul, we should be ready to immediately offer obeisances and render service. So he's asking, Ajna Deha, if you order me, my Lord, I can bring him into your room here. Should I bring him? He's asking. But Lord is saying now, Guru Teha, Yabe Tara Thai, he's saying, because he is like my Guru, he is God brother of my spiritual master. So I should not tell you to go and bring. What I should do? I should myself go and bring. That's what he will say here. See, he is like my spiritual master. It's better that I go to him. This is a very important lesson. When Ramanujacharya went to Tirupati Hills first time, as soon as he reached the foot of the hill, he saw Mahapurna had come to receive him. So he asked, is it Mahapurna, correct? Mahapurna, right? Yeah, he came to receive him. So he asked, hey, why did you come? Instead, he could have sent some, so many neophyte young devotees are there, he could have sent. He said, I couldn't find anybody more neophyte than me, he said. So he personally came, you know. So this is one very important lesson we can learn. If a very important person is coming, almost at the level of our guru, then one should personally go and receive. Like that, one cannot, like for example, say you are in charge of a manager of a center. You are the top person and some ISKCON guru is coming. So, in one of the centers, that person had gone for a program. And he told the other devotees that, you know, so-and-so Maharaj will come, you please all of you give accommodation and, you know, tomorrow morning when he gives class, I should be back. Like that he was telling. So the evening that personality arrived at 5 o'clock or something. So this fellow wanted to go for the program. So even if you have to go for the program, you have to receive him, take him to the room, make him feel comfortable in that you are here to receive. Because many guests when they come, they will expect that we are around to receive them. But if you think your program is more important for you, then that person will feel insulted. Correct, no? If he comes to know, just now you left for a program. So which is important for you? Your program is more important than a guest. In fact, if you are performing arati for the Lord in the altar, if a sannyasi enters the temple hall, there is nobody to attend to him, what we should do? Yeah, we stop the arati, leave the lamp and go to him outside, fall flat at his feet and offer him a garland, smiling face, welcome him and tell him that Maharaj, all other devotees actually have gone to airport to receive you, you have come from another way. Here, you are the only one here. And sometimes it happens. And somebody else brings him in a car here. They have gone there and you have come here. Nobody else, Maharaj. I'm sorry. Here is a chatai or something. Here is a seat. Please take your seat here. They will all be back very soon. And then we... I'm going to give the mic to him. You can show. Yeah.
Yamuna Mataji had come to Mumbai actually, and the flight was reaching quite late in the night. So they had sent one devotee actually to receive the flight, but he was little late. The flight came little earlier. So Mataji came out and he was little diseased also before that. So she came out and immediately a taxi driver came and he took Mataji to Bhaktivedanta Hospital directly.
Uh-huh.
And their devotees were waiting for that devotee to bring. So then
this is a Bhaktivedanta Hospital.
Yeah, Bhaktivedanta Hospital.
Okay.
So there the devotees were waiting. So they were expecting quite late. But Mataji was there
already.
She was searching for devotees there.
Yeah. So sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes we have to be careful in receiving. Especially great souls, we shouldn't feel offended, no. So,
but she was so happy that the driver came directly to Bhaktivedanta Hospital and brought.
Yeah, that is true, yeah. So, when we are attending to very great souls, they are extremely conscious and extremely alert and they don't want to give any trouble to others also. So, we have to be very, very conscious. From your tone only they can make out. No. If somebody is saying, Maharaj, I'm just coming with you up to the temple and I will just take you for darshan and put you in the room, Maharaj, is that good enough? If you ask, then they will ask you, I think you have program or something, is it? If you wish, you can carry on, they may say. Correct, no? So they are very conscious and alert people. So here Mahaprabhu is calculating. How is he calculating? Oh, he is not my God brother. He is who? He is my guru. If it is a God brother and you have a very pressing place to, you know, appointment to go, he won't mind. You can just call him on phone and say, hey, very much a great grand welcome for you. You know, I'm just going for an emergency program. You please come to temple, take your prasad, relax, take darshan, and morning I'll come after your class tomorrow, I can meet you personally. So that kind of telephonic welcome itself may be all right. But if a guru himself is coming, or guru's god brothers are coming, it's a very serious thing to receive. And if they are neglected, oh, needless to say, what can happen? Shastras abound with examples. Therefore, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhakti Aloka, he says, one should not invite too many senior devotees to home. He says, because if we invite too many senior devotees, some families want to tell others that in our home, 30 saffron brahmacharis came. 30 people. But if you call a lot of people and you are not able to serve them well, what happens? Offense. But if they are able to serve well, then generally people say that so many people came to our home. People will be amazed, really? We are not able to get 5 also, how do you get 30? So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a warning that one should not call too many Vaishnavas. Because you call a few Vaishnavas and serve them very nicely. Because the goal is to please their heart. If their heart is pleased, then you will get blessing. Not the number is not going to please anybody except our pampering or false ego. We got such a big number. You can show off to others. But the pleasing the devotee is very important. So,
in this
kind of CCC, this first time comes correct. Mahaprabhu welcomed.
He tells Mahaprabhu, I was hearing today only, he tells Mahaprabhu that you should come 30 days a month every time. The conversation starts like that. And then Mahaprabhu
reduces gradually.
Gradually reduces next to 5 days.
Says that 20 days or 10 days, 12 days. Finally, Mahaprabhu is for 5 days.
Five days. And then first time when he comes, Amoga actually insults.
Correct, yeah.
So this first time.
Correct. Yeah. Sarvamata sir is very eager to invite Mahaprabhu. Adhita Charyaprabhu also invites Mahaprabhu, yeah. Actually, inviting a great soul is very wonderful as long as we know the art of welcoming, receiving, respecting, honoring, pleasing, and winning their heart. Yeah. But there are some very great devotees who can accommodate large number of devotees also. I have seen in those days, Jana Mataji, Satyutu Mataji General in Pune, oh, they can accommodate many senior devotees of very big number and feed everybody so well that nobody can find any flaw. There are people like that. But the point here is this point, that, you know, Mahaprabhu, see, what is he commenting? He is saying, Brahmananda Bharati is like my spiritual master. It is better that I go to him instead of he coming to me. So, actually, you know, if somebody is senior to us and they say that, what is your room number? You say, mine is 104. No, Maharaja, what's your room number? He says, I am in 108. And then, you know, so he should not come to our room. If Maharaja says, no, don't worry, that means he is also like my spiritual master. Better I go to him. Don't bring him here, I will go to him, he says. Out of their humility, they may say, I will come and meet. But you should say, no, I will come and meet. That's proper etiquette.
Etavali Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gana Sanghe Chali Aila Brahmananda Bharati Age.
Yeah?
Really? After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees came into the presence of Brahmananda Bharati.
Brahmananda Pariyache Mrigachara Charmambara Taha Deki Prabhu Dukha Paila Antara. Brahmananda was wearing a deer skin and Mahaprabhu was very sad seeing that, because generally deer skin, Rudrakshamala, Jata, Dhari, all these things represent jnanis, you know, because they are more focused on asceticism, renunciation, tyag and such kinds of things. But Vaishnavas generally wear cloth only. And Vaishnavas put urdo pundra. And Vaishnavas also wear kantimala. And there should be Vaishnava chinhas in the body. So, if somebody is wearing a deer skin, that also is a sign that, you know, he wants to be prestigious and respectable in the society. That people respect him as a great Vairagi. So Mahaprabhu noticed that. That will come now. Age is going to come. Mahaprabhu was not happy seeing that. Read that.
Brahmananda Bharati belonged to the Shankara Sampradaya. The title Bharati indicates a member of one of that Sampradaya's 10 classes of sannyasis. It is customary for a person who has renounced the world to cover his body.
Mukundere puche kaha Bharati Gosai. Mahaprabhu pretended to not have seen Brahmananda. He was just right now standing there. He was looking around as if he doesn't know who is Brahmananda Bharati. Or where is. He asked Mukunda, where is Brahmananda Bharati? I don't see him here. Then Brahmananda Bharati, what is the first thought that may come in his mind? He may think that because I am a deer skin, Mahaprabhu couldn't recognize. I should have come in a Vaishnava dress properly. He could have properly recognized me. Then now he is like sort of forced to introduce himself. I have seen this one senior devotee in another temple was doing. One of the boys who was coming to the temple, very nice devotee, used to be a part of the music, you know, what do you call that? That team of devotees. Kirtan, this thing, yeah. Kirtan Mela and all used to participate playing Mridanga very powerfully and everything. So he used to wear dhoti kurta, like beautiful devotee. But later on, he somehow or other went to backward and became preoccupied with things. So one of the days, he had come to temple with a beard and mustache and long hair. You know. So that senior devotee recognized him from distance, only understood. But he pretended as if. Yeah. And when he came, then all the other devotees said, Prabhuji, so and so, who is that? I have not seen him. He is not our that devotee, you know. He used to come with dhoti kurta, very nice tilak, and play mridangam so nicely. He is very pure. This is, what is this beard and everything? I cannot recognize, he said. So what does it indicate? That means he is giving a clue that, you know, I will be more happy with you if you clear up your beard, mustache, long flowing hair, and correct, no? So actually this is a very loving and indirect way of saying that you need to clean up and come. You know, because you, if you tell the boy, you know, I recognize you, who you are, and then if you ask him, why have you increased this mustache and beard and everything, you clear up and come. That may become like instructing tone. Now here is like a very amazing behavior, like a wonderment. I don't think this is Brahmananda Bharati. You know, my Brahmananda Bharati doesn't wear dress like this. He wears, you know, Vaishnava dress, saffron dress. Yes, where is Brahmananda Bharati? My spiritual master. He asked him. Mukunda. Mukunda kahe yehi aage, dekha vidyamana. Prabhu kahe teha nahe na, tumi aage aana. Yeah, did it?
Mukundatta replied, here is Brahmananda Bharati in your presence. The Lord replied, you are incorrect. This is not Brahmananda Bharati.
The Lord told, no, don't say this is Brahmananda Bharati. Is somebody else wearing a deer skin? This is not the one. Maybe Brahmananda Bharati must be around somewhere. Like that Mahaprabhu.
Anye re anyakaha nahi tomara jnana. Bharati Gosai Kene Paribena Chama.
Yeah.
You must be talking of someone else, for this is surely not Brahmananda Bharati. You simply have no knowledge. Why should Brahmananda Bharati wear a deer skin?
Shuni Brahmananda Kare Hridaye Vichare. Mora Charmam Baraye Nabhaya Ihare.
Immediately Brahmananda Bharati became thoughtful. Oh, the Lord is not happy with me wearing deer skin. He immediately understood that. Because it's not approved by Mahaprabhu.
Bhalaka hen charmambara dambhalagi pari. Bhalaka hen charmambara dambhalagi pari. Charmambara paridhane samsaranatari.
See, Brahmananda Bharati thought in his mind, he spoke well, I put the deer skin only for prestige sake. I cannot cross over the ocean of nations simply by wearing a deer skin. Actually, you find in this world the fashions keep changing. Sometimes the boys keep beard and the beard became fashion for some time. After that, the beard they cut and put, kept only a little bit in the tip. Here they call French beard, they call it, correct, no? French beard and they keep mustache. Sometimes they remove the mustache. Sometimes they keep long flowing hair. Sometimes they clean up the whole hair, everything. You can see the different people keeping different fashions like that. And the fashions keep changing. That's the world. Similarly, if somebody is a renunciate, wearing a deer skin or keeping jata, appearing like a very renounced person for the sake of public popularity, these are completely abhorred by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu wants to keep aloof from such things. So, actually, Mahaprabhu is like a disciple. So, how can he teach Brahmananda Bharati? Can he instruct him? He cannot instruct. So, indirectly he told Mukundatta that my Brahmananda Bharati never looks like this. He is a god brother of my spiritual master. So, he should be, you know, in the Vaishnava dress. Maybe this is somebody else, I don't know. That kind of thing he did. Then Brahmananda Bharati understood, Mahaprabhu is not liking my dress like that.
Aji hai te na pariba yehi charmambara Prabhu bahir vasa naila jani antara.
From today on, I shall not wear this deer skin. As soon as Brahmananda Bharati decided this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding his mind, immediately sent for the robes of a sannyasi.
See, Mahaprabhu can understand the mind of Brahmananda Bharati. So immediately sent the robes of a sannyasi, arranged for him.
Charmambara chadi Brahmananda parilavasana.
Charmambara chadi Brahmananda parilavasana.
Prabhu vasi kailatara charana vandana.
As soon as Brahmanand Bharati gave up his deer skin and covered himself with sannyasi robes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and offered his respect at his lotus feet.
Now we offered the dandavat pranam to him. Sahi. Bharati kahe tomar achara lok shikaite. Punana karibenati bhayapana chite.
Brahmananda Bharati said, you instruct the general populace by your behavior. I will not do anything against your wishes. Otherwise, you will not offer me respects but will neglect me. I am afraid of this.
Sampratika dui brahmaiha chala chala. Now the second part of this pastime is starting. First part is about the dress. Deer skin dress and... One very important thing we should note is that eating and dress, these two are spoken about a lot in the Vaishnava literature. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says in one place, we eat for our own nourishment and we dress to show off to others. Like that he says. So if you overeat, then who will suffer? You will suffer. But if you dress very attractively, you will make others suffer. Because you will increase their lust or you will increase their attraction. Like some people dress, you know, like that very gaudy type of dress they wear. They unnecessarily charm the hearts of other people and subject them to illusion and drag their mind. By doing that, you make others trouble. Therefore, it is said, Vaishnava means you dress very modest and simple and very holy look. We should dress in such a way that we should remind others of Krishna. That's the way one should dress. Similarly, we should eat in such a way that we will be alive and awake for, you know, doing services. We will not be knocked down. So, both are important, dress and... Now, sometimes what happens, a person as a devotee, like in the brahmachari, we have brahmachari dress. A brahmachari graduates from ashram to married life, for example, when he goes out. Sometimes they think that, now that I am in the outside world, like be in Rome as Romans do, I have to be like them. And then he dresses with gaudy dress. He may start keeping some hair. You know, he may sometimes give posts in different ways. Then that is not proper. And by being so, what happens? His character becomes degraded. So Vaishnava, actually, whether you are a brahmachari, you are a grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, we should always have what look? Vaishnava look. Modest look, Vaishnava look, holy look. Actually, if you want to match with the worldly people, you will have to become crazy only. They all kinds of craziness they adopt. So sometimes a person thinks, since I have to live in the world, I have to be one of them, let me be like them. Is it a good idea? No. You be in the Vaishnava devotees' world. There are so many married devotees leading very pure Vaishnava lives. We can be with them. You understand what I am saying? For example, sometimes a girl doesn't like to be called as Mataji. She feels that, you know, I am not Mataji. I mean, 40, 50 year old. I am just 20, 22 or 23. Mataji, they are saying. Actually, Mataji is a very respectable word. So, sometimes there is a notion amongst women that you have to dress very attractively. Otherwise, people will think we are old. Similarly, men also. Like they dress amongst Karmi people, like Karmis. Then when you come amongst devotees, they will look up and down. Why this fellow looks so strange? Just like here, amongst the Vaishnavas, everybody is wearing Vaishnava attire. One person is wearing deer skin. Imagine some brahmachari goes home and comes back with a deer skin. How will you say? You know, to the ashram. Probably my renunciation has increased now. Isn't it? Because he looks like odd man out now. Is it not true? So, in the same manner, Vaishnava means very simple formula. Just, you know, wear the tilaka, wear the kantimala, wear the dress of a devotee. Once Guru Kripa Swami had come with a material attire like pant shirt and everything, so Prabhupada immediately asked, straight on the face, he asked, where is your sannyas dress? He said, Prabhupada, I am going out to raise funds and everything, meeting people and all, therefore I am wearing this type of stylish dress, you know, to meet people like that. And then he told Prabhupada that, you know, Prabhupada, if you go in sannyas dress, you know, there are some people who see the superficial dresses and then they become reserved in connecting with us. In order to avoid that kind of thing, therefore I am wearing this dress. And then Prabhupada threw an argument. He said, you know, people who are superficial will only see superficial dress because they are fascinated by your pant shirt and everything. Anyway, we are not after such superficial people, Prabhupada said. We are after people with substance. People are looking for Krishna. And if you are also looking for Krishna, then you should wear the Vaishnava attire as a proper devotee. Wear the sannyas dress, carry it and done. And then Guru Prabhupada Maharaj asked Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, would you like to see me in sannyas vesh? He said, yes. Immediately he went and changed and came. You know, he wore the sannyas dress and came. Prabhupada said, you always be like this. Prabhupada said, don't change it. Another instance comes to my mind. Once his Holiness Indradman Maharaj was travelling. And then in one airport, the flight got delayed 2-3 hours. So he was waiting, but it was a slightly remote part of the airport. And some hoodlums means gundas. They came, 2-3 of them came, you know, they sort of gritting their teeth and staring at Maharaj with envious eyes. Sometimes certain people, like certain Christians, feel that why this fellow became a Hare Krishna or something like that. They don't like it. To see why he became a Hindu monk or whatever. So Maharaj saw that, hey, these fellows are staring at me, they are very strong fellows. Seems that they are making a plot to beat me up or something. And Maharaj said, it's not a very good place. This is a little remote, let me go to a little more crowded area. Then he went to a little more crowded area and he sat, and those fellows followed him a little while. After they saw the crowd as much, they went away after that. But Maharaj had one thought in his mind. Because I am wearing this dress of a monk, you know, with tilak and shaven head, I think these things are attracting unwanted elements. They are becoming angry with me and it seems they were about to beat me up or something. So what if we wear karmic clothes but do the same work of preaching Krishna consciousness? Will it not be all right? Then he gave a very deep thought, and in his contemplation he arrived at the solution. He understood that we don't have to worry about the world around us. We should wear only sannyas dress only. He said, because if you wear the other attire, your consciousness also will change. And people also will not be able to receive you as they receive you now. People see you, this fellow is a very staunch practitioner. His religious order entails him that he has to shave, he has to wear a tilak, he has to wear a kantimala, he is wearing this particular dress. He is a Swamiji, he is a monk. People understand that. No? If you remove all that attire and just put a pant and shirt, then they will think of you to be one amongst them. Otherwise, why do the police people wear a police uniform? You know, army people, navy people, you know, police people, commandos, they all have their respective uniforms. So that by seeing the uniform, you can recognize who are they. So this is saffron dress. Devotees wear is like a flag. Saffron flag. People can know he's a monk, he is unmarried, he is studying the scripture, he is a God's man. If you want to have any questions to ask him about God, we can ask. People will know it. So, Maharaj concludes in that article. It was I read it in traveling preacher's diary that I read in those days. Maharaj says that I made up my mind with full resolve that no matter what danger comes in my life, I am ready to face. I'll depend on Krishna and face it. And I'll go on with my sannyas dress. Like that he says. So, in this way, till now the discussion was about the dress of, you know, Brahmananda Bharati. So, see, at that time what happened in Mahaprabhu's time, the Mayavadi Sampradaya was very strong all over the country. It was highly respectable. And Vaishnavas, they are not understood by the people. They were considered to be ordinary sentimentalists, you know, foolish, and not so learned. But eventually you will see in our Sampradaya, after Mahaprabhu came, six Goswamis, after that Baladevidya Bhushan, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then all these personalities have increased the respectability of Vaishnava Sampradaya, like that. So therefore, at that time, in Mahaprabhu's time, if you are initiated by a Mayavadi Sampradaya, the respectability in society was very high. It's very, very high. So therefore, you find many of these personalities are initiated from a Shankara Sampradaya, like it said about Brahmananda Bharati also, yeah. But although these Vaishnavas went through the system of sannyas diksha from a Mayavadi Sampradaya, they remained Vaishnavas themselves. So, although they got, it's like, for example, In the current times, if somebody is from IIT or from NIT or from Ivy League University from abroad, it's highly respectable. Say you did MBA from IIM, correct, no? As soon as you say, everybody knows it. It was like that. Somebody will ask you, oh, you are sannyasi from which sampradaya? Sankara. Oh, correct. That means, you know, like that people would say, very dignified, very respectable, like that. Otherwise, nobody will even look at you. They will imagine somebody says, I am from Nakananda, Mukananda, Shanmananda, some college, you know. Some college you say, you know, people will ask, is there such a college of that name? Huh? Does it at all exist or is it in your dream? Huh? Correct, no? So you have to be from a reputed college. Same with Shankaraj Sampradaya. But after taking Shankaraj Sampradaya, if you associate with them and you start wearing deer skin, is it good? No good. Hmm? So therefore Mahaprabhu pretended as if he didn't know who is Brahmananda Bharati. Where is Brahmananda Bharati? I can't see him. So he performed pastime like this. Now the second part of it comes. In this section you will see Brahmananda Bharati will be praising Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, God. And Mahaprabhu will very intelligently deflect the glory given to him to Jagannath. And again Brahmananda Bharati with even more greater intelligence will again establish Mahaprabhu to be Krishna. So you will see back and forth it will go. Very interesting section it is, this one now. Sampratikadui Brahma Iha Chala Chala Jagannatha Achala Brahma Tumita Sachala. Yeah? Ready?
At the present moment, I see two Brahmans.
Brahmans, yeah.
One Brahman is Lord Jagannath who does not move, and the other Brahman who is moving is you. Lord Jagannath is the Archa Vigraha, the worshipable deity, and it is he who is the non-moving Brahman. But you are Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you are moving here and there. The two of you are the same Brahman, master of the material nature. But you are playing two parts, one moving and one not moving. In this way, two Brahmans are now residing at Jagannath Puri Purushottama.
Tumi Gauravarna Teha Shyamala Varna Dui Brahme Kailasabha Jagat Tarana. See, your color is golden and Jagannath's color is Shyamala Varna, correct, no? Dui Brahme Kailasabha Jagat Tarana. Both these Brahmans are doing only same work. What is it? They are wearing all the people of the world. Like that he was telling. Yeah. Prabhu kahe satya kahi tomara agamane. Dui Brahma prakatila Shri Purushottame. He said, yes, 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 you are right. Now there are two Brahmans in Jagannath Puri. And who are they? Mahaprabhu said. He said, Brahmananda namatumi gaura brahma chala. Shyama Varna Jagannatha Vasiyachena Achala. He's saying both Brahmananda and Gaurahari are moving, whereas the blackish Lord Jagannath is sitting tight and immobile. Like that he said. So here he says, Prabhupada, read this.
Brahmananda Bharati wanted to prove that there is no difference between the Supreme Lord and the Jiva. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that he and Brahmananda Bharati were jivas, and that although the jivas are Brahman, they are many, but the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Brahman is one. On the other hand, Brahmananda Bharati also wanted to prove that Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are one, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that to fulfill his mission, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to be moving, whereas Lord Jagannath appeared to be inert. Thus, this jolly argument was going on. Finally, Brahmananda Bharati referred the whole matter to Sarvam Bhattacharya for a final decision.
Yeah. Now, Brahmananda Bharati is saying now, Bharati kahe sarvabhoma madhyastha hayya.
Bharati kahe sarvabhoma madhyastha hayya.
Iharasane amara nyaya bujha manadiya. Really?
Brahmanand Bharati said, "My dear Sarvam Bhattacharya, please become the mediator in this logical argument between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and me."
Vyapya vyapaka bhave jiva brahme jani. Jiva vyapya brahma vyapaka shastre te vakhani.
Brahmanand Bharati continued, "The living entity is localized, whereas the Supreme Brahman is all pervading. That is the verdict of the revealed scriptures."
Yes.
Brahmanand Bharati drew Sarvam Bhattacharya's attention because he wanted him to judge the argument. He then stated that Brahman, the Supreme Lord, is all pervading. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita.
Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajna yor jnanam yatra jnanam matam mama.
O sign of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Paramatma feature is expanded everywhere. The Brahma Sahita says,
Andantarastha paramantyantarastham.
By virtue of his all-pervasive nature, the Supreme Lord is within the universe as well as within all elements of the universe. He is even within the atom. In this way, the Supreme Lord, Govinda, is all-pervasive.
See, when we use the word all-pervasive super soul, it doesn't mean super soul has lost his form. Form of the super soul is there, but he is everywhere. For example, he is in every atom. He is also in space between the atoms. And his hands and legs and eyes are everywhere, like one verse says, you know, Sarvada Panipadam Tat Sarvato Vakshi Shiromukam Sarvada Shrutiman Loke Sarvam Avritya Trishthati. That word Sarvam Avritya means all pervading. He's all pervading in his personal form. That's very important. Is on the other hand, the jivas are very small and they are localized. Well, like I am localized to my own body. Whereas super soul is everywhere. In all the bodies and all the atoms, space between atoms. So that therefore is called all pervading.
Charma
Guchaya Kaila Amare Shodhana Duhara Vyapya Vyapakatve Yeita Karana. Yeah.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purified me by taking away my dear skin. This is proof that he is all pervasive and all powerful and that I am subordinate to him.
Like that, who said? Brahmanand Bharati said. He claimed that he is subordinate to him, yeah. So Mahaprabhu said, Mahaprabhu is Supreme Brahman and he is all-pervading. So he understood my heart that I am pretending like a great Vairagi. Therefore, he removed the deer skin and gave me my saffron cloth. So in this way he said, you know, he is Supreme Brahman. He is all-pervading, all-knowing, like that he said. And then living it is predominated and others are predominator. So he is saying, I am predominated, he is saying, Brahmanand Bharati. And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is predominator because he knew my mind. And not only that, he produced detachment in my heart by which I gave up the deer skin and I wore a proper dress. So because he knew my heart and did the right operation for me, therefore he is God and I am living in it, like that he is saying. Suvarnavarno hemango varangaschandanangadi Sanyasakrit Samashanto Nishtha Shanti Parayanaha. This is from the Vishnu Sahasranama. Read it. The bodily hue.
His bodily hue is golden and his whole body is like molten gold. Every part of his body is very beautifully constructed and smeared with sandalwood pulp. Accepting the renounced order, the Lord is always equipoised. He is firmly fixed in his mission of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and he is firmly situated in his dualistic conclusion and in his peace.
Yeah. This is from Mahabharata, Vishnu Sahasranama Sutram. Esava namera iha haya nijaspada.
Esava namera iha haya nijaspada.
Chandanakta prasada dora shri bhuje angada.
All the symptoms mentioned in the verse from the Vishnu Sahasranam Stotra are visible in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His arms are decorated with sandalwood pulp and the thread received from Sri Jagannath deity, and these are his ornamental bangles.
Bhattacharya kahe Bharati dekhi tumara jaya. Prabhu kahe yahi kaha sahi satya haya. Yeah.
After hearing this, Sarva Bhattacharya rendered his judgment, saying, Brahmananda Bharati, I see that you are victorious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, I accept whatever Brahmananda Bharati has said. It is quite all right with me.
Guru Shishya Nyaya Satya Shishya Parajaya.
Guru Shishya Nyaya Satya Shishya Parajaya.
Bharati kahe yehonahe anya hetuhaya.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus posed himself as a disciple and accepted Brahmananda Bharati as a spiritual master. He then said, the disciple is certainly defeated in an argument with the spiritual master. Brahmananda Bharati immediately countered these words, saying, this is not the cause of your defeat. What there Brahman is another cause.
Brahmananda Bharati, what he will say? See, you are Lord, I am your devotee. And the Lord has a nature of getting defeated by his devotee's love. Like Yashoda's love defeated. Damodar, correct, no? And Arjuna's love defeated Parsarathi, Krishna, you know. So therefore, Krishna became his charioteer. Similarly, he says that, you know, I am your devotee and you are the Lord. If you accept your defeat, that means what does it mean? You are the Lord, I am devotee, so my love defeated you. If you are saying like that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was embarrassed by this because Mahaprabhu told, I am defeated because I am your disciple and you are my spiritual master. So there Mahaprabhu put him in a higher pedestal. Who? Brahmananda Bharati. And he said, I am your disciple. Whereas Mahaprabhu reversed it. Our Brahmananda Bharati reversed it. What he said, I am your devotee, you are the Supreme Lord. That means you are Supreme Brahman and I am Brahman. Being your subordinate, you know, you agree to be defeated by me. That's the nature of the Supreme Lord. That means again he has proved him to be? Supreme. So that is the point. You understand? It's a very playful exchange between them. See, actually he had told earlier, in this place, there are, two Brahmans. He said, no? He said, one Supreme Brahman is Jagannath, who is non-moving. Another Supreme Brahman is Lord Chaitanya, who is not moving. And then what Mahaprabhu said, oh, here there are two Brahmans. And who are the two Brahmans? Brahmananda Bharati is one, and Chaitanya is another. And the third one is Supreme Brahman, who is Jagannath. Mahaprabhu clearly separated the Jivas from the Supreme God, and he established like that. But then he didn't agree. Well, Brahmananda Bharati, what he said, you have all the symptoms of the Yuga Avatara. And he told that Sumarna Varna Hemango Varanga Chandranangati and all that. Not only that, you can enter into the hearts of all living beings and know what is happening there. And what is the proof for that? You removed my dear skin by making me humble enough and by producing detachment in my heart and making me lose my false prestige and accept the sannyasa attire. Because you did that, you are also all pervading like super soul. Therefore, who are you? Supreme Lord. Like that he approved. And then Mahaprabhu thought, this fellow is very difficult to conquer. He is giving many examples and all. So what Mahaprabhu said, okay sir, you are my spiritual master, I am your disciple. I accept your defeat. By doing so, he accepted his subordinate position. Who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because you are disciple. Disciple is always a fool in front of spiritual master. So I am subordinate and you are guru for me. But Brahmananda was very smart. What he said that, you see, the nature of the Supreme Lord is always to be defeated by his devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord and I am his devotee. So he agreed to be defeated by me, not because I am big, he is small. Actually, who is big? He is Supreme Lord. I am only Jiva, I am subordinate. Like that, who said? And after hearing all this, Bhattacharya said, well done, Brahmananda Bharati. I also agree, he is Supreme Lord only, he will say. That time Mahaprabhu become very embarrassed now. He is saying, Bhakta tai hara tumi ye tumara swabhava.
Bhakta tai hara tumi ye tumara swabhava.
Hara ye kashuna tumi apana prabhava.
Hara ye kashuna tumi apana prabhava.
Yeah.
It is your natural characteristics to accept defeat at the hands of your devotee. There is also another glory of yours which I ask you to hear attentively.
One more glory is saying, Ajanma karina moye nirakara dhyana. Tomadeki Krishna Haila Mora Vidyamana. Till date I was a Nirakar Upasak. I was a meditating and impersonal Brahman. But today, having seen your beautiful form, I have developed a firm faith that Krishna exists. And I have fallen in love with Krishna's form. I fully experienced Krishna, is saying Brahman Bharati. Read the purport.
Brahmanand Bharati admitted that when there is an argument between the spiritual master and the disciple, the spiritual master is naturally victorious, although the disciple may put forward a strong argument. In other words, it is customary that the words of the spiritual master are more worshipable than the words of a disciple. Under the circumstances, since Brahmanand Bharati was in the position of a spiritual master, he emerged victorious over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who considered himself Brahmanand Bharati's disciple. However, Brahmanand Bharati reversed the argument and took the position of a devotee, stating that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. This means that the Lord was voluntarily defeated out of affection for his devotee. He was defeated voluntarily because no one can defeat the Supreme Lord. Concerning this, the words of Bhishma in Srimad Bhagavatam are important.
Svanigamam apahayamat pratignyam ritam adikartum avaplato ratastah ritarata charano abhyayat chalat gurur harivahantam yubham gatottariyah.
Fulfilling my desire and sacrificing his own promise, he got down from the chariot, took up its wheel and ran towards me hurriedly. Just as a lion goes to kill an elephant, he even dropped his outer garment on the way. Krishna promised not to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, but Bhishma, in order to break Krishna's promise, attacked Arjuna in such a vigorous way that Krishna was obliged to take up a chariot wheel and attack Bhishma. The Lord did this to show that his devotee was being maintained at the sacrifice of his own promise. Brahmanand Bharati said, since the beginning of my life, I was attached to impersonal Brahman realization, but as soon as I saw you, I became very much attached to the personality of Godhead Krishna. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself, and thus Brahmanand Bharati became his devotee.
This is the third proof. First he said, you removed my deer skin, so you are Supreme Brahman, he said. And then he said, you are agreeing to get defeated because the nature of the Supreme Lord is to be defeated by his devotee. Now he says the third argument he is giving. What is it? Right from my birth I was an Irakar Upasak. After seeing you I became a personalist. Now he is going to quote one very powerful verse of Billo Mangal now. You will see a very, very beautiful verse. Krishna Nama Sure Muke Mana Netre Krishna.
Krishna Nama Sure Muke Mana Netre Krishna.
Tvamake Tadrupa Deki Hridaya Satrishna. Yeah.
Brahmanand Bharati continued, since I have seen you, I have been feeling Lord Krishna's presence in my mind and have been seeing him before my eyes. I now want to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Over and above this, within my heart, I consider you to be Krishna and I am therefore very eager to serve you.
Bilva Mangala Kaila Yaiche Dasha Apanara. Yuhan deki sehi dasha haila amara.
Yuhan deki sehi dasha haila amara.
Yeah.
Bilomanga Thakur abandoned his impersonal realization for the realization of the personality of Godhead. I now see that my condition is similar to his, for it has already changed.
Really?
In his early life, Bilomanga Thakur was an impersonalistic monist, and he used to meditate upon the impersonal Brahman effulgence. Later, he became a devotee of Lord Krishna, and his explanation for this change is given in a verse that is quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sometimes a devotee gradually comes to the stage of Bhagavan realization of the Supreme Person, after having attained the lower stages of realization, impersonal Brahman realization and localized Paramatma realization, the condition of such a devotee is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Prabhudananda Saraswati.
Kaivalyam narakayate dasasupura akasha pushpayate durdantendriya kala sarpa patali prodkhata damstrayate vishvam purna sukhayate vidimahendra adishchakitayate yat karunya gataksha vaibhavatam tam gaurame vastumaha.
Kaivalya, oneness in the effulgence of Brahman, appears hellish to the devotee. The heavenly planets,
that means
the
devotee is never aspire for getting free from suffering in this world. In fact, they use suffering as an impetus for rushing to Krishna's lotus feet for surrendering and serving more. That is the very nature of the devotees. Similarly, they don't consider the heavenly planets appealing. And they consider like Akasha Pushpa, it is said, which means Pushpa can never exist in Akash. They consider like that. Similarly, they don't value the post of Brahma, Indra, Chandra. They don't aspire for such positions or yogic siddhis or anything like that. In fact, their senses are, our senses are compared to serpents, and the teeth of the serpent is compared to our bhogavritti, enjoying mentality. But when one becomes Krishna's devotee, the tooth is broken. That means one gives up enjoying mentality and takes to service mentality. So then the world is no more place of suffering for you. Bhog se rog hota hai, we say, na? Then from rogue comes the suffering. So devotee doesn't do bhog, so there is no suffering for the devotee. He sees the whole world. See, the whole world is seen by the devotee as a very nice, valuable tool to engage in Krishna service. Varieties of things are available in this world. So like that is Prabhupada writing this. Villamangal became a devotee. He doesn't aspire for Brahma Indra post and all that. The more verses illustrating the same principle. Vikruvanti cha brahma yoga vidushas tam gaura chandram numaha. That is also chandramrit. So one more verse, Prabhupada quotes. Tavad brahma kata vimukta padavi tavanti tikti bhavet tavad chapi visankalatvamayate no loka vedastitihi tavad shastra vidam mitak kalakalo nana bahir vartmasu Shri Chaitanya Padam Buddha Priyajano Yavanna Diggocharaha Gaurash Chauraha Sakalam Aharat Ko Api Me Tibra Virya. So, actually Prabhupada has quoted many of these verses from Chaitanya Chandramrita here because they are all talking about one basic principle, that a devotee doesn't aspire for anything mundane. A devotee aspires for only service, loving service. All the problems disappear, okay. See, there are many people who argue over Shastras, but for devotees such discussions are but tumultuous roaring. By the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these problems disappear for a devotee. No more arguments. Devotee becomes calm, cool and happy. Yeah. Here one more he has quoted here. One more. Let's see, what is it? This is the most famous verse. What is quoted by this fellow, our Villamangal.
Advaita viti patikai upasyaha Swananda simhasana labdha dikshaha Shathena kenapi vayam hathena Dasi krita gopavadu vitena.
Brahmanand Bharati concluded, although I was worshipped by those on the path of monism and initiated into self-realization through the yoga system, I have nonetheless been forcibly turned into a maid servant by some cunning boy who is always joking with the gopis.
What a sweet song. It's like an indirect, not telling Krishna's name directly. Indirectly saying there was a cunning boy who is joking with the gopis. And he made them all subdued by his affectionate, it's called Valgu Jalpai, his playful talks. So similarly, I have been subdued by, Krishna is saying. By saying this, it becomes even more confidential and sweet. In Tamil, there is one very famous song, I'll tell you. எங்கிருந்தோ வந்தான் இடைஜாதியான் என்றான். எங்கிவனை நான் பெறவே என தவம் செய்து விட்டேன். கண்ணன் எங்கிருந்தோ வந்தான். இஸ் சிங்கிங் திஸ் பாட் இஸ் சிங்கிங் ஒன் டே எ வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் ப்ளூயிஷ் கவர்ட் பாய் கேம் டு மை லைஃப் கேம் இன் மை லைஃப் இஸ் எஸ் ஐ ஆஸ்ட் ஹிம் யூனோ வேர் ஆர் யூ கமிங் ஃப்ரம் எங்கிருந்து வந்தால் மீன்ஸ் ஐ டென்ட் நோ வேர் ஹி கேம் ஃப்ரம் அண்ட் இடைஜாதி ஆன் இஸ் எஸ் ஐ ஆம் அ கவர்ட் பாய் இஸ் எஸ் அண்ட் இஸ் எஸ் எவர் சின்ஸ் யூ என்டர்ட் மை லைஃப் ஹஸ் நாட் பீன் த சேம் எவ்ரி திங் ஹஸ் சேஞ்ச் இன் மை லைஃப் இஸ் எஸ் ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஐ வாஸ் ஈட்டிங் நான்வெஜ் அண்ட் எவ்ரி திங் அண்ட் தென் ஐ கேவ் அப் நவ் ஐ பிகேம் எ பியூர் பிரசாதம் மீட்டர் லைக் தட் இஸ் எஸ் You know, my dress style was different, jeans, t-shirt and everything. Now I threw away all the dress and wearing dhoti kurta now. I had no habit of decorating my forehead with tilaka. Now my forehead decorated with tilaka. And hairstyle has changed also. Is it not true? You know, earlier the mouth was filled with all kinds of cinema talks. Now the mouth became filled with, you know, Krishna Katha. So he is saying that this fellow completely changed my life, everything, A to Z, in my life. So, not only that, he says, ever since he entered my life became very pleasing, very pleasant. Every day is like a festival of flowers. Like he says, you know, Paramasukhe Phaya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what he says? Dine Dine, he says, no? Yajana Grihe Bhajana Deki, Loko Grihe Te Bhaya, all that is right. And then, one line comes, Paramasukhe, he says. ஸ்வீகார கரகத்தா தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹியர் இஸ் சேயிங் தட் லாஸ்ட் டைம் இஸ் என்ன ஸ்வீகார யா யூ அக்செப்ட் இஸ் சேயிங் தட் பரமசுகே பிரதி திவசே பரமசுகே எவ்ரி டே இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி எ ஃபெஸ்டிவல் ஃபார் எ டிவோட்டி எவ்ரி டே யூ டெல் மீ ஹூ இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் வில் கெட் அப் ஏர்லி இன் த மார்னிங் அண்ட் டான்ஸ் எவ்ரி டே கரெக்ட்னா ஒன்லி டிவோட்டி கேன் டான்ஸ் கரெக்ட்னா ஸோ People actually get up in the morning with the morose head, face, you know, yesterday that didn't happen, this didn't happen, rubbing their eyes today, there are so many problems. But devotee gets up from the bed dancing. Prati divase parama sukhe svikara karaho taha. That is, yeah. Very beautiful. So, in this way, as I was telling, here he says, you turned me into a maid servant by some cunning boy. Bilomangal wrote this.
பிரபு கஹே கிருஷ்ண துமார காட பிரேமா ஹய்யா யஹா நேத்ரபடே தஹா ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண ஸ்புரயா
சி மகாபிரபு இன்டெலிஜென்ட் ஹீ சேயிங் ஓ நவ் ஐ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் பிகாஸ் யூ பிகம் சோ கிருஷ்ண கான்சியஸ் யூ கன்சிடர் யுவர் செல்ஃப் அ மெய்ட் சர்வன் என்ன கிருஷ்ணா மேட் யூ இன்டு எ மெய்ட் சர்வன் வாட் இட் கோபி சி எவ்ரிவேர் தேர்ஃபோர் யூ ஆர் லுக்கிங் அட் மீ அண்ட் காலிங் மீ I am actually not Krishna. Why are you seeing me as Krishna? God of Prem. Wherever you see Krishna. So I am also seen by you and you are thinking I am?
Krishna.
But I am not. Like that who Mahaprabhu defeated whom? But you know, again he defeated him. Let us see what happens further, you see. Yeah. See? Therefore, where it turns, you see. Yeah.
But Acharya kahe dohara susatya vachana ஆகையதி கிருஷ்ணதேன சாட்சாத் தர்ஷன
சவன் பட்டாச்சாரிய சேட் த ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் போத் ஆஃப் யூ ஆர் கரெக்ட் கிருஷ்ண கிவ்ஸ் டைரக்ட் ஆடியன்ஸ் த்ரூ ஹிஸ் மர்சி
பிரேம வினா கவுனஹே தார சாட்சாத்கார இஹார கிருபாதேஹய தர்ஷ தர்ஷன இஹார
Yeah.
Without having ecstatic love for Krishna, one cannot see him directly. Therefore, through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati has acquired direct vision of the Lord.
Like that, who said? Sarvamatacharya is putting Mahaprabhu in a higher position. And then he is saying that Brahmananda Bharati got his mercy. Like that. Yeah.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are Brahmananda Bharati, an advanced devotee who ecstatically loves the Supreme Lord. Therefore, you see Krishna everywhere and there is no doubt about it. Sarva Bhattacharya was a mediator between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Brahmananda Bharati. And his judgment was that an advanced devotee like Brahmananda Bharati was seeing Krishna by Krishna's mercy. Krishna directly presents himself before the vision of an advanced devotee. Since Brahmananda Bharati was an advanced devotee, he saw Krishna in the person of
like
Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. That means Bhattacharya ultimately sided with whom? Brahmananda Bharati. He is saying that Brahmananda Bharati is a very advanced devotee. Therefore, Krishna became pleased with him and gave him mercy and gave him direct darshan. Means what? That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Now Mahaprabhu will say, now see what he is going to say now. See, Premanjana Charitana, all that he said. Which means, oh, Brahmananda Bharati, you got Premanjana now. Therefore, Krishna allowed you direct darshan in the form of? Like that he says. Now Mahaprabhu will say, Prabhu kahe Vishnu Vishnu ki kaha sarvabhauma. Atistuti haya yei nindara lakshana. Mahaprabhu, now you couldn't take it anymore now. I read it.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarva Bhattacharya, what are you saying? Lord Vishnu, save me. Such glorification is simply another form of blasphemy.
Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a little embarrassed. The Bhattacharya statement. Because both fellows have joined hands together now. Ramananda Bharati and Bhattacharya also now. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said Vishnu, Vishnu like that. So, Mahaprabhu protested. He couldn't accept. Etabali Bharatire Laya Nijavasa Ila.
Etabali Bharatire Laya Nijavasa Ila.
Bharati Gosai Prabhura Nikate Rahila. Mahaprabhu took Brahmananda Bharati with him to his residence. And then from that time on, Brahmananda Bharati always remained with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout. Rama Bhadracharya Ara Bhagavan Acharya. Prabhupade Rahiladuhe Chadi Sarvakarya. Rama Bhadracharya and Bhagavan Acharya joined them and giving up all of the responsibilities remained under Mahaprabhu's shelter also. This is now that pastime is over. Brahmananda Bharati is over now. That's almost concluding the chapter now. These two people also joined. Actually, there are many pastimes connecting Bhagavan Acharya, which will come later. It will come. Kashishwara Gosai Aila Aradine. Samana Karya Prabhu Rakila Nijastane.
The next day, Kashishwara Gosai also came and remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who received him with great respect.
Yeah, Kashishwar, you may be knowing, he is a crowd control. He would keep all the crowd away around Mahaprabhu. Prabhu ke laya karana Ishwara darshana. Age loka bidasava karinivarana. Yeah, this is the one I was telling you, that he would precede Lord into the crowd and keep people away from touching Mahaprabhu. He would take Mahaprabhu temple and bring him. Yatanada nadi yaiche samudre milaya. Aiche Mahaprabhu bhakta yaha taha haya. As all the rivers are flowing into the ocean, similarly, Vaishnavas from various places started flowing towards Jagannathpuri. Since Mahaprabhu has come back, they all wanted to meet him. Some of them decided to, you know, relocate their residence only to Puri to live with Mahaprabhu. So, in this way, they all came there. Sabe Asi Milila Prabhura Sri Charane. Prabhu Grupa Karisabaya Rakilani Jastane. Yeah. So, when all the devotees came to him for shelter, Mahaprabhu showed them all mercy and kept them under his protection there in Puri. They all stayed very happily with him. Eita kahila prabhura Vaishnava milana. Iha ye ishwane paya Chaitanya charana. But Kaviraj Goswami is telling that till now I have told you how the different Vaishnavas met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anybody who has heard this katha will attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. like that he is saying. Yeah. Meeting of all Vaishnavas Mahaprabhu. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Padayarayasha. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Yeah, praying with the Lord of Spirit, Shri Rupa and Raghunath. Shri Raghunath. Always desiring their mercy. I, Krishna Das, narrate Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in that. Shri Kaviraj Goswami ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. So we have completed the 10th chapter. Then we will proceed to the Veda Kirtan pastime in the next class. 11th chapter we will proceed. And very beautiful pastimes will come in 11, 12, 13 chapters. Very nice.